roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, STAB's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called... STAB.
Welcome to our fifth best of for the month of October, otherwise known as Stab Awareness Month. I'm not sure what they called it first. Maybe it was Stab Awareness Month. I don't know if it was October 1st, but I'm not here to split hairs. But what we are bringing you this month is our last best of for a while on location, location, location. We have Tyler Kinney, Luke Soyan, Jacqueline Wyan, Nick Bruner, Jamie Fernandez, Alfonso Portella, Zach Coles, Aviva Siegel, Johnny Taylor, Edgar Granados, and of course Jesse Jones in this episode. So give it a listen. Listen to it all. This one is going to start off with Tyler Kinney. And this may be the episode where I've laughed the hardest I've ever laughed at a STAB show on this next prompt. So I don't mean to build it up too much, but it's pretty good. And I was drunk. STAB Awareness Month. Go. Tyler Kinney, you run a coin-operated laundromat. In the largest shanty town in Asia, Orangi Town? I don't know. You tell me.
So I'm trying to get to, I'm trying to get you personally.
People. If I.
So I'm like a carnival barker for a laundromat in a slum.
Correct.
Step right up. Come and get your clothing dragged through the watery shit river that flows through our preschool. It only cost one coin. I don't operate without Chinese coin. Maybe the ones with the square in the middle. I don't know. Step right up. Tuesdays are free dry Tuesdays. That's when, for free, I have one of my many children slap your tattered Chicago Bulls t-shirts on the corrugated aluminum roof of my home / business. For free. It will dry under the harsh, inequitable sun of a God that forgot about us. And for an extra Chinese coin, I will have one of my many children rinse the shit water out of your sun-bleached Tweety Bird shorts with their own tears. That's right. Tears are the cleanest liquid in this shanty town. And my children produce them like gangbusters. Sorry.
Tyler Kinney. Tyler Kinney, yeah, let him hear it, yeah. Luke Soyan, Megas want to come to your bounce house in North Korea. Children's bounce house in North Korea.
All right, so I acquired this business secondhand. So I didn't write this, but I found a pamphlet in the shop when I got it. And I translated this from Korean based on my limited knowledge of Korean. Come to and visit the glorious country of North Korea, Bounce Happy Castle Paradise. Here you will find all manner of bounce castles, whether it glorious dragon house or marshmallow fluff dungeon. These are just two of many bounce castle homes we can make offer you. Will you come visit to make rental on your offspring's glorious day of birth? Bring them, your offspring, to see the wonderful industrious country where food is seldom scarce. And as well have them jump with joy and spirit inside of our air rubber castles because of it. To further mention of our business, these are what castle themes we offer. Flower garden. Imported Teletubbies. Abundant North Korean kitchen. Seriously, we have food. Nuclear holocaust of the enemies of North Korea. Bunnies.
Bunnies.
Our glorious leader's palace. Two and a half men. Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman's many colored hair and piercings. The severed heads of the demon Seth Rogen and James Franco. And the number one favorite theme of all of our honored guests to our glorious business. This country is definitely not any concentration camp. Please do make hurry. We now offer Evil White American Devil discount. 30% off for first hour of rentals if use of Discover card. Sorry, most. We only take the Discover card. Visa is not accept. Neither is your attitude that your culture would not instantly be trounced by that of our own. For the greatness that is our nation's customary customs is to infinity and beyond of yours.
Very good. Luke Soyan. Bounce House in North Korea.
Stab bought the goddamn popsicles.
Jacqueline, you manage an Islamic bookstore in the heart of Salt Lake City, Utah. Make me want to come to it, please.
Okay. Marge's Books, come on by. We have all sorts of books. We have the Quran. We have all sorts of books. Need a book? Come to Marge's. Need fire kindling? Hey, we got you covered. Marge's, it's a mecca of a great deal.
Jesse Jones, bring us home with this last one. You teach martial arts in a town entirely occupied by ninjas.
Yeah. Have you tried every other frickin' dojo in town? Only to be told that your bloodline carries shame, which can never be cleansed or some such. Are you tired of never knowing who you're honor-bound to destroy in order to advance through the endless hierarchy of your ancient clan? In a city full as shit of master assassins prowling unseen and unheard through streets that are somehow 95% shrouded in shadow, finding the right self-defense program for you is crucial. And that's where Sensei Gary Davidson comes in. Come on down to Gary Davidson's Tire Care Center and Discount Dojo Arium. Gary's traveled to all the highest, most ridiculously inaccessible mountaintop monasteries in all the frickin' world. Just so you don't have to. He'll teach you whatever. Bojuka, Nindokai, Kajukenbo. Gary knows all that shit. And if he deems you worthy, he might even teach you a couple of Byo Ditso moves. Never heard of it? Not a surprise. Gary's one of only three guys in the world who's ever been taught its ancient secrets. Gonna be two next week after Gary avenges his master's memory. Cause that Dick Kogu had to go and fuck shit up for everybody about some frickin' prophecy or something. So come on down to Gary Davidson's Tire Care Center and Discount Dojo Arium. Come in for the tire rotation and brake special and learn how to kill a man with ruthless efficiency while you wait.
Stab is not orange.
Oh, Nick Bruner. Capital Plug Radio's Nick Bruner.
Hello.
You run a fishnet stocking store in Amish country.
Hello, friend. Honest Abraham Yoder here. Founder of Loaves and Fishnets. Yes, just like our forefathers, for over 70 years, we believe in holding on to the old ways. English and brethren alike make peace with our reasonably priced, traditionally crafted stockings. For as the old hymn says, entice your loved one to get close to you and to God on high, to be fruitful and to multiply. You shall do exactly that when ye hearken to our annual rum spring sale. For when you buy one pair of loaves and fishnet stockings, get a pack of cigarettes and a thumb drive of 2½ Men, season 1. Buy 2 more and receive 28 pairs half off to share amongst your many siblings. Know and be fearful of high-cost stockings, for the Lord is loving and terrible at once. But at our fine shop, you'll find fellowship and sexy refuge from his awesome wrath. Remember, there is not another sister, friend, or brother loves the way that Jesus can. Lest ye find the right way off the I-30 highway to the finest stockings in the land. Loaves and fishnets.
Very good. Location.
Yes.
Your place of business in a weird location. You're a bikini shop in a town populated by grandmas only.
Grandma's only bikini shop.
Yep. Yep. Sophomore.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Hey. Come on down to Jamie's Old Bitch Bikini Bungalow, where healthy grannies and old bitches of all sizes can choose from a variety of old bitch swimwear. Boobs down to your bean? No problem. And at the Old Bitch Bikini Bungalow, we have bikini tops so big you can fit your old bitch boobs and at least two of your least favorite grandkids. Cellulite so cheesy you could use it in your famous baked ziti? No worries. At the Old Bitch Bikini Bungalow, our bottoms are so wide you can fill them twice over with your passive-aggressive comments you make about your 13-year-old granddaughter's weight gain. Does your husband Larry like it hairy? Come around the back. Come around the back of the bungalow and check out the Old Bitch Wax Factory, where you can wax your bean clean and give Larry an old bitch bikini dream. At the Old Bitch Bikini Bungalow.
Jamie, very good.
Fucking MC Ren over here.
Very good.
Stab still misses your mom till this day.
Alfonso Portella. You're a speech therapist in a town where the townspeople don't have tongues.
This is a radio commercial.
All right.
That's me, Ellie. Hear me? Willie? Willie? Wee Willie? Well, Ellie, where I home? And who are we? Who are we? Where are we? Where? Where we? Where we?
Hi, I'm Dr. Alfonso Portella. I've dedicated my life's work in speech-language pathology to working with people without tongues. In towns only inhabited by tongueless people just like yours, you may be thinking, why speech? Hasn't sign language been working just fine? Sure it has, but there's nothing like expressing your thoughts without wiggling your hands around like a total goober. Don't take my word for it. Here are a few testimonials. Call today and schedule an appointment. I'd love to chat with you. I'm sure you'd love to be able to chat with me too. Come see me. It works. Will we?
Very good. Oh my god. Zach Coles, you are the proprietor of three Panda Express French franchises in a town where the people are made up of orange chicken. Yes. The people are made of orange chicken.
I'm not a smart man. Oh, hell. I'm just a regular human male thrown through an interdimensional rift, landing myself in this hellish nightmarescape of walking, talking pieces of chicken of questionable quality smothered in an orangish sauce. I wake up every morning drenched in sweat, screaming for the help of a god I am sure cannot exist. I have developed sexual fetishes that would make the Marquis de Sade commit himself to an insane asylum. I move about the world, questioning my own frail sanity. I'm pretty sure this must be some dream that I will one day wake up from. I don't know the underpinnings of reality. I don't know much, come to think of it. But what I do know is tasty. And tasty is just another word for Panda Express. Have you ever caught yourself out in the sun, smelling something that might be meat, thinking, wow, I've given up on a quality meal tonight, only to realize that the tantalizing aroma you are wafting is yourself. Have you ever looked at your friend Steve and realized that you want to taste his juices? Has someone ever been rude to you and you realize that you were gnawing on them in retaliation? Then come on down to Panda Express. We only serve the remains of the very worst our society has to offer. Murderers get murdered back. Crime bosses are dipped in sauces. Jaywalkers are Jay eaten. So come on out to one of my three Panda Express locations. I promise we won't serve you as food. We will serve you food.
Very good. Zach Coles.
Stab. Did 2 include that cover letter?
Jesse Jones. Uh-huh. You are the cobbler that operates his business from a hot air balloon in international airspace. Make us want to come to your business.
All right. What you do with your shoes is your business. What I do with your shoes is mine business. Climb aboard Shoepocalypse Airship Zero, where your every foot-covering dream is a reality ready to be made true. High above the rules of man, untouchable by court and extradition systems of any nation below, your only shoe limit is your ability to face the man in the mirror without throwing up all over your brand new stretched dolphin eyelid loafers.
I feel like
with the spotted owl plumage lining. After seeing how the sausage is made. And you don't have to worry about exploited child labor on Shoepocalypse Airship Zero. All of our Malaysian orphans on site are cared for just like members of the family. That is, right up until the second that you hand-choose your pair, hatch it open their rib cages, and slip your tootsies into the very definition of luxury footwear. You've never known comfort and style until you've felt the squish of child organs between your toes as you tromp around in your very own pair of freshly murdered runaways on your feet. If you're quick enough, you can even get a few seconds of what warlords caked in the blood of innocence like to call the final moment's foot massage. As their hearts slowly come to a halt around your warm, pampered arches. It's a feeling usually reserved for mad kings and the grotesque tyrants of tribes undiscovered by civilized society. And it can be all yours here at Shoopocalypse Airship Zero, where the only horrors you'll have to endure are trying to choose just one pair.
Oh, all right. Good job. That was location. I feel like the crowd's response was like a 1930s like umpire that made a bad call. Let's, no! Come on, Blue!
You blind Blue, come on. Call us outside.
Aviva, you sell dead dogs to children.
Yes, I do. dead dogs. Come get your dead dogs. When you buy your one-of-a-kind dead dog, you don't have to feed it. You don't have to walk it. It doesn't even need a collar because it can't go anywhere or do anything. You can throw it a frisbee. Will he retrieve it? No, he won't. He just lies there. That's what he does. When a dog barks, it scares children and makes them cry. When a child sees their new dead dog, they will be stunned with silence. also, if you don't want your dog anymore, you can just throw it in the garbage.
The birds from PetSmart. That's right.
Having your dog die is very sad. We get that part out of the way and provide you with a brand new top-of-the-line dead dog. No hassle, no fuss. So, come by your dead dog where we put the pooch in R.I.P. I'm so sorry.
Very good, Aviva. I'm sold.
Johnny Taylor, you're a yoga instructor in a town populated with people who have no arms or legs.
That's right. Namaste. And welcome to the yoga mat, a place we named after our unique clientele. Here at the yoga mat, we realize that you move just about as well as the yoga mats that you'll be flopping around on. Because of this, we have the finest instructors in Just Lay There Yoga. Just Lay There Yoga is a revolutionary new style of yoga that crippled people have been using since the dawn of time without even knowing it. Not to be confused with, I'll just be here for now since I really can't move yoga. That was popularized in the 80s. Just Lay There Yoga takes into account all the other annoying nuances of being a lame person, but also trying to be trendy. A basic day at the yoga mat consists of starting 20 minutes late to accommodate the special vans and handlers that are needed just to get your ass in the building. At this point, you'll be placed on the mat and just try to lay there for an hour without dying while we listen to Ravi Shankar. We also realize that a big part of yoga is having a hot instructor touch your body inappropriately under the guise of helping you pose. But since you probably can't pose anyways, our instructors will just stop by and molest you provided you're cute enough in the face. Every class ends with corpse pose, which is our students' favorite. Come in soon for our 30 days for $30 deal.
Very good, Johnny Taylor.
Stab is a briefcase full of lunch meat.
Jacqueline, you run a birth control store out of the back of your van in the world's fourth least populated nation, the Republic of Namibia.
Namibia?
There you go.
Okay. Are you an independent woman focusing on her career? Are you just waiting until the time is right to raise a child? Maybe you fucking hate babies, which makes sense. There's like 12 of them in this country and none of them are remarkable. I've literally met every baby in this country, and each is worse than the last. I digress. If now isn't the right time to make a 13th Namibian baby, visit Jacqueline's Prophylactic Shack. Jacqueline's Prophylactic Shack, Namibia's only female-owned contraceptive store. We're discreet. We don't lack tact at Jacqueline's Prophylactic Shack. We have every kind of birth control, even female condoms in every size. A prophylactic for even the fattest gnat to Jacqueline Shack. New in-store food court. Get a snack at Jacqueline's Prophylactic Shack. Jacqueline's Prophylactic Shack. Before you hit it from the back, wrap up that dack. Very
good. Jesse Jones, you're a custom tailor in the heart of Chernobyl, Ukraine. Let's hear.
Are you having trouble finding just the right shawl to accentuate the lovely second face growing out of your back? Have you tried every manner of slack trouser, but none roomy enough to accommodate gross, grotesquely mutated sexual organs? Are you having trouble finding dress shoes that not irritate the tender suction cups at the end of your new tentacle leg? Well, now is the good news. For fashion-conscious genetic anomalies and post-nuclear clothes horses, by which we do mean mutated horses who now speak, walk on hind leg, and want to look their best at next horse job interview. Just come on down to Yuri's previously unthinkable House of Style. We have everything modern Chernobyl resident need to look snappy. Glove styles to accommodate any number of digit from 2 to 22. Pick and choose your pair to fit any mismatched hand combinations. New tail? No problem. At Yuri's, we have sleeve or koozie for everything from feathered to reptilian and any nightmare in between. Hurry down today, and with every purchase of two or more tumor beanies, Yuri throw in decorative pus collector to hang under weeping open pustules for to collect unsightly seepage. So what are you waiting for? A third vagina to grow on your chest? Come on down to Yuri's, where our price match guarantee means that while the horrors of your cruel existence might get you down, our deals won't. It's fun to do accents every once in a while.
It is. All right.
Stab rolled its charger into a ditch.
James Shell.
Yes.
Fernandez, you are the owner of an adult toy store in Disneyland.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I apologize for how offensive this is in advance. If there's anyone that knows how hard it is to walk around Disneyland without getting a huge boner, it's me. As the owner-operator of Splash in My Mountain Adult Toy Emporium, located conveniently between the Where's Waldo, seriously, have you seen Waldo Jacob Muhammad wanted in 3 states on 4 counts of child pornography and 1 count of arson, Family Fun Booth, and the How to Train Your Dragon to Love God Christian Recruitment Center, I know how important it is to have multiple orgasms while visiting the most magical place on Earth. Splash in My Mountain Adult Toy Emporium specializes in those taunted by sexual feelings sparked by all things Disney.
Have you always wondered what it was like to fuck Mickey Mouse ears? Check out our ears and her ass head dildos. Wacky on your head, fun in the bed. Not quite sold yet? We're running a special on the It's Way Too Small World penis pumps. the tea bag or teacups clit spinners. The matter hornier than your mom nipple clamps. At Splash in My Mountain, we don't want to beat around your youngest daughter's bush here.
Oh, whoa, man. Ladies.
We understand that Disneyland is an epicenter for pedophilic behavior, and we haven't forgotten about you
sickos. Oh, no.
I had to. Come on. Okay. Purchase one of our famous toddler tarps adorned with all Disney princesses and heavy duty enough for body transportation and fluid protection.
Oh, God.
Not interested in that? Oh, I might skip that part.
No, but, you can't.
Choose from a variety of living children who are lost or forgotten by their families while prancing around this enchanting theme park, who now reside safely and happily in our Cinderella-style bolted basement. Ears in her ass, head dildos included with every rental. Remember, a trip to Disneyland is never complete without weird sex and kitschy-themed jelly dongs. Mention this ad and receive 20% off our Peter Panhandler fake IDs. Perfect for those ordered by the court to not go within 40 feet of children.
Jamie Fernandez.
Did you say rentals?
All right. We're going to start with Luke Soyan, your talent agent in Sacramento, California, USA.
Yeah, and I do pretty good. Are you an artist born and raised in the greater Sacramento area? Did you think about pursuing your dreams, but then life got in the way and forced you to stay in this average of a town?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a compulsion to create, but are bogged down by laziness or unwanted responsibilities such as kids, a wife, a mortgage, and that stripper who you thought could be your mistress, but it turns out this isn't 17th century England, and now you have to pay her to not add your wife on Facebook and tell her about all the sordid hotel rendezvous you've met for over the years, including that time you ate her asshole out because biological danger is what really gets you going? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then we are the talent agency for you at itsnevergoingtobemorethanahobby.com.
This hurts.
We cover every type of artist. From actor to glassblower, we have you covered. If you're a comedian, we'll have you headlining bar shows exclusively to ensure you will never be discovered. If you're a YouTube vlogger, we'll show you how to disengage with your audience by sounding whiny and upping your attention whore quotient. That is a technical term. Poet and no one knows it? Not a problem. We'll find you an audience of overly emotional hipsters who want to praise your rhyming gibberish. Dog trainer? We'll train your audience to sit and watch you make your dogs do cool stuff like sit. Magician? We'll saw your audience in two and double it. Then we'll saw those audiences into twos and make fours and so on, because that's math and math works. We can even help burlesque dancers that tried stripping but were too heavy for pole work. At itsnevergoingtobemorethanahobby.com, we have all of the necessary tools and know-how to help you never get anywhere with your useless talent show only skill.
Very good, Luke. Oh, that was hard.
Stab is a beefy thorax.
Tyler Kenny, you run a Mexican restaurant for Republicans.
Hola. La bienvenida al restaurante mexicano para los republicanos. In American, that means welcome to this American restaurant. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps and come enjoy the finest Mexican cuisine, served by a docile and hardworking underclass. Leave your white daughters at home and relax to traditional Mexican music, which is actually just La Bamba on repeat. Now that really is one grand old fiesta. That's all right. That's what I deserved. Try our authentic guacamole, now with more mayonnaise. Doritos and Cheese Whiz, just like the old world from that nation that borders us. Our waitstaff is so friendly, you'll wish they were documented. So that they were paying taxes and you'd have something to complain about with them. White bread and ketchup tacos? Just the way you imagined your gardener's grandmother very well might have made them if you ever stopped to once ask him about himself. These flavors are so delicious, you'll want to build a wall to keep them in.
Very good, Tyler. Very good.
Edgar Granados, you are the owner of a vape lounge in an elementary school cafeteria.
Hi. Hey. Hi. My name is Harold L. Vaperman, and I'm a premium established legitimate figure in the totally credible vape marketplace. I just couldn't afford my own building and also couldn't afford to quit my day job as a cafeteria person. That's right. I have a vape shop in a cafeteria due to denied bank loans at every major bank and credit union. If they do loans, I don't know. Maybe that's why they denied me. So come on down. Come on down to Harold L. Vaperman's House of Vape, conveniently located inside the Glen Edwards Middle School cafeteria. Yes. Come to me here in the cafeteria. We have tons of specials. Do you need e-juice, vegetable glycerin? We got it. Tater tots, we got it. Please don't tell the principal. High quality vapes, models of the highest quality in this cafeteria. Pizza, we have it. Because again, my vape lounge, Harold L. Vaperman's House of Vape, is inside of a middle school cafeteria. Glen Edwards Middle School cafeteria. Hang out in the janitor's closet. You cannot vape near the children. This is highly illegal what I'm doing. I don't even know why I'm making a commercial for it, except that I bought the stuff, the vape, and now I have to sell it or I'll lose my house. These prices are literally as low as I can make them so that I don't lose my house. Come buy me out. There is a sale now that I just started, and it's crazy. Our prices are crazy. Crazier than opening a vape lounge inside of a middle school, Glen Edwards Middle School in Lincoln, California. Come on down. Harold L. Vaperman.
Edgar Granados. So good. That was great. Very good, Edgar.
Stab is a goddamned shame.
Jesse, please bring us home in this final segment. You run a hitman referral agency in the heart of a chessboard. In the heart? You run a... If a society existed on a chessboard,
yes.
You would run
we're,
a hitman referral.
We're going to get through this together. Tell me this. This ever happened to you? You're the ruler of your very own monochromatic kingdom. Minding your own business. Standing all in rows with all your stoic subjects. Then all of a sudden, some other jerk with the same number of guys you got and a completely opposite fashion sense tries to muscle his way into your turf. That's where me and my pals at Front Row Professionals comes in. You need some uppity bishop bumped off? We got it. White knight, black knight, even the rare red knight. We got it. We'll take care of those L-moving fucks. Ha ha ha! How about that castle, son of a bitch, what you don't even know nothing about? No problem. We got it. Me and my seven partners at Front Row Professionals specialize in this business. We see any schmools in front of us ain't supposed to be there. We take care of them. They get behind us, whoopsie doodle, they're your problem now. Oh boy, you lost your lady somehow? I'm not gonna get into it, but just somehow? Well, you're in luck, Pally. You act now and I'll give you our 3% get your queen back guarantee. Probably somewhere around once every 50 or so times, one of my boys will get your queen back for you, guaranteed. That might not seem like much to you, but it's a fuck ton better than no percent, though, am I right? Of course I am. Front Row Professionals. Straight shooting guys since 450 AD.
Very good.
Stab needs $20 until Thursday. Stab's good for it.
You know what, guys? Regardless of how funny that last episode was, I'm very sad to announce that this was the last best of 2016. But thank you for going and listening to all of them. If you did listen to all of them, go on Twitter and let us know. Hey, I listened to all of them. And you can hashtag it whatever you want. Just make sure it's directed towards us. I'm not sure how Twitter works. Check us out on all of our online outlets. Stitcher, SoundCloud, YouTube. We have some video clips up there, and iTunes. And we raised so much money for Stab Awareness Month, we'll all be able to not have diseases anymore. So thank you for that. Goodbye then.